We thought it'd be a really good time for just to have one of our seniors share their testimony. And so in the youth ministry program this year, we've been working on story, and it was kind of a very timely thing because Nate did to open off our year, we did 12 weeks and 12 course stories of Scripture just to wrap our minds about the big picture of Scripture. And in the youth ministry, we'd been doing the exact same thing through the fall. And so what we wanted to accomplish with our students was to help them develop their testimony and their story. And so we're going to have Megan Eisenhower share a bit of what the Lord's been doing in her life recently. And yeah, you guys can enjoy that. So can I pray for you again? You need double prayer today. Okay. Lord, we just thank you for Megan and her heart, God. We just ask that your spirit would flow through her, Lord, that your words would be her words, Lord, and that you would just help tune us in and see just the cool things that you're doing in her life. We thank you for Megan, Lord, and we ask this in all. And in your precious name, amen.
Good morning, everybody. So my story I'm going to talk about is about like choosing a college, figuring out what I'm going to do after high school. So last year I got asked the question, like, what are you doing after high school? And I was like, I have no idea. So I started thinking about like things I wanted to do, and I decided I needed to go to college. And so I proceeded to make a list of all the schools I wanted to go to or like wanted to look at, and I was really excited. And I knew that this is a big decision, and you know, I've grown up in the church, and so I was like, I need to pray about this. So I started praying, and I was like, God, like, what do you want to do with my life? Like, what is this going to look like? I want your plan for my life. And he's being like very vague, you know, or maybe I wasn't listening. And one day I was like, God, just give me something. And he was like, Megan, I'm going to do something big with your life. And I was like, yes, like that is what I wanted to hear. So like I got so excited, and my imagination like started running wild. Like, what does God mean by he's going to do something big with my life? And I imagined myself like leaving Ashland, going to some college somewhere, and just sharing everything that I had learned from being in Ashland with the people there, and just like showing God's love and just meeting new people. And I was really excited for that. So I started like narrowing down my list of schools, and I had like four of my top schools, and I was really excited. And I remember just like getting like really excited, and I remember going to the first school that I visited, and it was everything that I had wanted in a school. It had the major I wanted, it had all the activities, clubs, and programs, and I remember visiting, but there was just something not right about it. I had this weird gut feeling the whole time. And I couldn't explain that. It wasn't because I was nervous. It wasn't because I was too excited. It wasn't because I was scared. And I remember getting in the car after the visit, and I asked my parents, I was like, what'd you think about it? And they were like, we loved it. And I said, I absolutely hated it. And this happened with the three other schools that I went and visited. And I just remember being so frustrated and angry. I was like, God, like, I prayed about this. Like, I thought this is what you wanted for my life. Like, why isn't any of this working out? And this was going on. And I just remember God being like, Megan, go to Ashland University. And a lot of you are probably like, oh, that's pretty good. You know, it's a good school. Like, nice. But I did not want to go to Ashland University. And here's why. I had two older brothers and a sister-in-law that both attended and graduated from Ashland University. So people kind of expected me to go. They're like, so you're going to Ashland University, right? And I was like, my mom also works there. And I just have grown up in Ashland my entire life. I've been around it. And I was ready to do something else, experience something else. So I did not want to go to Ashland. So I told God, no, I will not do it. And so, like, it was just, I was frustrated and angry, and looking back on it, I'm like, why did I say no to God? Like, he flat out told me what to do. Then I remember going to winter camp this past January, was it? Yeah. And I just, like, it was a good weekend. I kind of reconnected with God, even though I was angry. I kind of ignored the whole, like, college thing. And on the last morning, we were singing and worshiping, and I was loving it. I was like, yes. And we were singing Oceans, which is a song. And there's a line that says, "Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you will call me." And I was like singing, I was praising, I was loving it. And God was like, "Megan, do you trust me?" And I was like, "Of course." Like, why wouldn't I trust you? And he said, "Then go to Ashland University." And that joy I had, like, worshiping was just, like, gone. I was mad and angry and frustrated again. And I was like, "Fine, I'll do it, but I'm not going to be happy about it." And so I remember going home, and a couple of days later, I sat my parents down. I was like, "I figured out where I'm going to school," and I told them, and they were so excited and just happy. And I just remember not being excited and happy, and I was like, "This is not what I want. This is not what I prayed about." So then I just continued to be frustrated and angry, and I remember I was like, "Okay, I'm forced to go here, so I might as well make the best of it." So I decided to go to The Well, which is like a worship service at Ashland University on Thursday nights. And I was like, I remember the first time I went, I was purposely like, "I'm not going to like this. Like, Megan, don't like it. Do like every ounce of your body, don't like it." And I go there and I ended up like loving it. And I met a bunch of new people, and it was just a great experience. And I just remember God being like, "Megan, I want you to be a part of this. Like, look at all these really cool people, like doing really awesome things. Like, I want you to be a part of this." And I was like, okay, I see that. I was like, "Then what about the university? Like, I guess I could go to The Well, but like, I don't know." And he started showing me really cool people at the university doing really cool things. And I was like, "Okay, now if we could just take the university and move it somewhere else, I would be fine." And then he just showed me like the Ashland community, and he showed me really cool people doing really cool things again. And then he brought me to Park Street, and he showed me really cool people doing really cool things for him. And I was like, "Okay, there are cool people. I can do this." And I was like, "But what about the people like I was going to share your love with? Like, what about those people?" And he was like, "Megan, there are people here that need you, that need to know my love. Like, I need you here." And he just showed me like hurting people that like need love. And so like now I'm excited to go to Ashland University. So there's four things I learned from this. So the first one is, when God asks you to do something, just do it. It's easier. It makes everything easier. The second one is, sometimes we are so ready to go wherever God wants us to go, but when he asks us to stay, we are kind of hesitant, so just be ready for that. And the third thing is, God only works in big ways. So I thought coming to Ashland was like some small thing. I thought leaving and going somewhere big was like, it's different, was going to be the big thing God had for me. But I believe God only works in big ways. They may seem small, like to world standards, but to like God's standards, they're huge. And I think that should give us encouragement. And the fourth thing is this Ashland community and this Park Street community is something really special. And I think we take that for granted a lot. And like, we are doing big things here, like big things. And I think sometimes we don't realize that. So just know that you guys are doing big things. Thank you.
Thanks, Megan. Okay.